Hi there, welcome to my photoblog, Look and See, for August the 29th. If you've come by this audio file separately, you can go find the photograph at las.new-england.net.au and click in the little calendar for August the 29th. The image today is of what we call the Little Dam. Yes, you guessed it, there is a big dam on the property, several hundred metres away. The Little Dam is a man-made dam. It dams a watercourse which runs from the right to the left of the image. And the water is somewhat low at the moment, having had little rain for the last several months, but at least there is some water there. Now what this means is that it becomes a focus for the local wildlife, and even though we're just hitting the end of winter and the cold that is associated with such in this part of Australia, 1,000 metres above sea level, about 3,300 feet, the frogs have begun to announce their presence. So even from where I'm sitting at the moment, which is about 100 metres from that dam, I can hear the frogs croaking away and squeaking and what have you. Other animals that can be seen in the early morning and late afternoon include wallabies and kangaroos. And I didn't know that the wallabies could swim until I saw one sort of from the shoulders up, as it were, in the middle of that dam. I have only ever seen them at the edge previously, drinking from the water. In summer, there's a solitary Pacific heron that seems to live in this general vicinity. Quite a pretty thing. And they do operate in a solitary manner. Of course, with all the frogs, we have some snakes come to visit as well, and it's always a little bit cautious. We have to be a bit cautious walking down and around that dam when the snakes are around, just watching where you put your feet. The snakes are after the frogs, and our dogs like to swim in that dam as well when given half a chance. So it makes for an interesting life to try and keep the two apart. Behind the dam, you can see a slope beginning. That slope rises for about another 50 metres. And in heavy rainstorms, it can accumulate a fair amount of water. So the water runs down any available part of the slope and from the right-hand side of the image into the dam. It doesn't take much for that dam to fill up, given a good thunderstorm in summer. Okay, there you have it. A little bit of a description to go with the image for today, August the 29th. Thanks for stopping by.